sagen, ja, manche. Well, this is the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm a crew technology. Do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing expert.
I'm Craig and I'm a user interface.
Great, okay. So we're designing here a remote control, and oh, I have to record a few statements here. So it's David, Andrew, and Craig. Anyone arrived on time? Yes, we're designing your remote control. As you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
I just got the project announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The project. So designing remote control. That's what I
did.
Yeah. That's what we got. Okay. So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process three times. And at this point, we get to try out the whiteboard over there. you get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So, who would like to go first? Very good.
Favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. So this is good beagle. Family's beagle. I'm a small, cute and furry, and when plant hate becomes real, I'm going to be able to lift them.
You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to present. But what we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay. I could tell you a whole lot more about beagles.
I could tell you a lot more. I have to get you up again. I don't know, mine is in there. I just think I'm a Scot now.
Impressionist.
I didn't really remember what it was.
Superb sketch, by the way.
See, I wasn't prepared, I think.
I was gonna choose a dove as well, but I'll just draw a different kind of dove.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite animal is my dog at home. That doesn't really look like him, actually. He looks more like a pig, actually. Oh.
I see a dog in there.
Do you? Oh, that's a very good idea.
Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. And what do I put him? That's just to suggest that his tail wags. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he can doesn't take up too much space. He does a funny thing where he chases his tail as well, which is quite amusing.
Is he aware that this is on check tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. He only does it after he's had his dinner. And he just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail. That's what I'm wondering.
It's an after dinner dog then.
Yeah,
Probably when
so
he was little he got lots of attention for doing it and
yeah,
he's forever been
maybe.
conditioned.
Maybe. Where did you find this? Just down here? Okay. Okay, we might need to discuss project finance. So according to the group, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €1,250, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically, all right. So cost, like production cost is
Altogether.
$12.50, but selling price is that wholesale or retail? Like on the shelf?
I don't know, I imagine that's a good question.
Our sale,
I
yeah.
imagine it probably is our sale
Okay.
actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell for whatever price they want. But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yes.
I think it will.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there's like the DVD players, if there are zones,
Oh yeah, regions and stuff, yeah.
frequencies or something.
Yeah.
As well as characters, different keypad styles and something.
Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that would be? I suppose it depends on how complicated our remote control is.
It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah.
So, possibly, yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, international, is on the topic of price. I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another would be different. So
Or just like
just
in
the
terms of like the wealth of
characteristic
the
of
country, like how much
just
money people have to spend on
or
things.
just like basic product positioning. A €25 remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece, who knows?
I see what
Something
you mean. Yeah. Marketing. Good marketing thoughts. Oh well, I should be writing all this down.
assumptions about what information we're giving here, thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic,
Yeah.
something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this gonna be like the premium product?
Yeah, like how much does, a remote control cost? Well, €25, I mean, that's about like £18 or something, isn't it? Or no, is it as much as that? 16, 17, £18.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know
No.
how good a remote control that would get you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool and gimmicky. Can I just scoot on ahead here? Okay. Well, does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do you have any other background information on like how that compares to other
No, actually, that would
whatever?
be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like what your money would get you
Mm.
now?
Yeah, interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you pointed out, I still think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits. It's
Yeah.
just like getting shoelaces or shoes or something, just
5 minutes
going.
to end of meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
sort of like, how do you, I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Or another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
I think I'm buying remote controls because if they're up having 4 or 5 different remote control suites, different
Right,
brands.
right.
So I
Okay.
think it's just how many devices they control.
Right, so in function, one of the priorities might be to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of remote control, don't
I
you?
think so.
Your satellite and
Yeah.
your telly and your VCR and everything.
Well, like maybe what we could use as a sort of like a example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So like I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control
Yeah.
market, such as the lighting in your house or
Or even like, it's about what you want to watch, like you might put in your aura
Yeah,
kind of such and such
yeah.
and look at. Oh, that's a good idea.
And
So extra functionalities.
yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player. So they all work, actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them. So it's sort of ironic that in their their sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's got its own little part.
Okay. I'm gonna have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
Finding them is a major pain, you know. I mean, it's usually quite small, although when you want it, right, it's sitting behind the couch or it's
Yeah.
down at the table.
Yeah.
You get these ones where you
That's
can,
super
if you
frustrating.
like whistle or make a really high-pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something you'd want to include, do you think?
Not sure.
Okay, maybe.
I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable. Actually, a cable between it and the TV and big like buttons that sort of like got on a blender or something.
My goodness.
And when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table. So
Still
maybe we
pretty
could think
clunky.
about how it could be more, streamlined.
Maybe like a touch screen or something.
Something like that, yeah. Or whatever would be technologically reasonable.
Okay.
could be that, it could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal
It gets better.
of not having, you know, these days if every few things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know,
Yeah.
nicer material and
Okay.
might be worth exploring, yeah.
Right, well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting's gonna be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're gonna be working on, you know, the actual
Yep.
the design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. Marketing executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what, you know, what requirements it has to fulfill, and then I'll get instructions emailed to you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message a lot sooner than I thought I would, so.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, we were given sort of an example of a coffee machine or something, right? Well, are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you'd probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
I think one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because
Yeah.
there's a cap there, so
Okay.
depends on how much you can crack into that price.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the main factor.
Okay. Right, okay, well that's the end of the meeting then. Thank you all for coming. Good, I hope that was what they wanted us to do this morning. Right.
Great.
How do I turn this thing off? Is it function? Ah, there we go. Right, if you can just leave it on maybe and then
Oh, fine bulb.
There we go, this has turned itself off.
Try pushing the function and 8, I think.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's just loading the screen.
Oh my goodness, okay. Right.
This is all very high tech, I must say.
I know, isn't it? Right, I don't know, like, do you guys go back to your where you work and stuff like that, or? Right.
Lots and lots of plugging. It's a good thing we don't have a catheter or something. Kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. Give me one second myself.
Too many wires.
I have to do a design project next semester, this is quite good
Perfect.
Ah. That's a mad thing we do. What courses are you taking?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, SDP.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Computer design, operating systems, ABS.
Next semester, I mean.
Oh, next semester? Computer security, computer architecture, something else. I don't know what exactly. Sorry?
Data service and
No,
infrastructure.
I'm not doing that one.
Okay.
There we go. I don't know, I mean, I don't even know how it is supposed to go in the city.
Yeah.
It runs
Well,
wild. You just gonna have to dress in those animals, I suppose, is how it works. I wasn't expecting that a 5 minute